So last time we left off on the bottom of Bavama Beis, we were talking about the machlokes, about how many walls of a sukkah you need to have. We remember there's a machlokes on Shishina that tells us that there, however many walls you have, one of them is allowed to be a tefach. Either the third or the fourth, it's allowed to be a tefach. So the Gemara's question is, on the third to last line of Bavama Beis, Be'oso tefach eichan ma'amido. So where does that tefach go? Amar Rav, Ma'amido k'neged hayotze. You put it by the exit. Rashi tells us that if you have two walls, shtayim kelchasan, i.e. they're on a right angle, Rashi says k'min gam, that is like the Greek letter gamma. We call it a right angle. So if you look at the pictures on the side, where that little square is, it's always on adjacent to one of the existing walls. That's what Rav says. Amar le Rav Kahana, Rav Asi le Rav. V'yamidenu can I get Rosh Tor? No, we should make it on a diagonal. It shows you in the pictures on the side of the Masar Shas, where you have the two walls again, and then you have, instead of sticking straight out, you have coming out on a diagonal. That's a better picture in here, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. So this would be the regular, what we were talking about before. That's coming out like it's as if a new wall's continuing. But here, it's diagonal, it's caving in. So the question is, why would that be any better? Because here, it's at least like showing there's a closure, right? In fact, that's going to come, if you keep connecting the wall, eventually close. But here, in the first one, if you keep going, the wall will just be open. So he wanted to look more at closure. So Shasik Rav was silent. Ismar Nami, Amar Shmuel, Amar Shmuel Delevi, Amito Kenegat Ayotze. So this is support for Rav. That should be Kenegat Ayotze, V'chein, Morim, Bev, Joshua, Amito Kenegat Ayotze. Fine. If you see him, Amito, Rav Yeshua, Ben Levi, Amar, Asalot, Tevach, Shochik, Amito, Bepachos, Yishosh, Tvachim, Samech, Adofesh. V'chol, Pachos, Yishosh, Samech, Adofesh, and Kalav, Adami. So what are you saying to do? You should make the wall 3 tefachim, less than 3 tefachim away. Sorry, first, tefach shochik. So what's a tefach shochik? We said tefach is a fist, right? So it's really the measure of the four fingers, like this. A tefach shochik would be if you relax it. Like here's the picture. So it's not clenched, it's relaxed, there's more space. So that's a tefach shochik. So we say, Asalot tefach shochik, umamido pachos tefachim, samech adobe. So I make this wall, right? Here are your two regular walls. Make this third wall a tefach shochik thick, which is obviously more than a regular tefach. And you put it less than three tefachim away from the existing wall, and that's going to work through what principle?
Of lover?
Exactly, lover.
Yeah.
Right, the wall's connected. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda. Yeah, the whole point is Rashi tells us about Ma'amido Pachos Migimel, some of Hachzat Banus, Pachos Migimel Kalavod, right? I feel like a Mechita Shel Dalet Tvachim, Rosh Asuka Shiva, Nim Tzarubo Shel Dofen Asoy. So now you have Rove of another wall. Why? Because we said a wall is to be 7 Tvachim. Right? That's what we said. Rosh of Ruba of Shulchan was 7 by 7. Shitas Beishama and Daf Gimel. So you have, if you have the Tefach Shochik, we'll say, for argument's sake, 1.1 Tefachim, right? And then the Loved space is 2.9 Tefachim, so they have 4, that's your Rove. Obviously the numbers are just to illustrate the example. It doesn't have to be 2.9 or 1.1, whatever it is. Not really sure the exact size of the Tefach Shochik. Yeah, it says Tefach Mashi and Rashi. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda, sukkah asuya k'mavoy k'sheira. Also tevach ma'amido l'chalurach sheyotze. If you have a sukkah made like a mavoy, it's talking about a mavoy mefulash, for the guys who did Erevin and Daf Yomi.
Yeah, mavoy.
Right, so the mavoy, as we saw also on Daf Beis, a mavoy is an alley that allows you to get into Jezorabim. So an alley of two walls, right? The case was Rash told you have two walls. You have the chatzer, you have a wall on one side, and then the other, the chatzer opens into the mavoy. So you have two parallel walls. You can have a sukkah like that, and then we say it's kosher, and then you put that tefach, because remember you have to have that third wall, the kol ruach sheyotze. So that'll be here. Just putting it, connecting to the walls. Yeah. Okay. But sorry, I lost the place. Rabbi Simon Beitamer Shimon Levi Yamar Asalo Pas Arbo Mashum Amida Pachos Shosha Samchadofen. So he says, no, you can't just do this this tevach. You have to take a board that's 4+ tefachim. Then using lovewood, you connect it. So here is our mavoi sukkah. Yeah, this board 4.1 tefachim. Use lovewood 2.9 tefachim. There's your 7. So why do we want that? We will see in a second. Right. So also pass our mashu. My video pachos shoshes samchadofen. All pachos shoshes dofen. Good love it, dummy. So the Gemara asks, "Mashna asad tekamer tzagi tashal hek mashna acha tekamer baya pasar ba." So how come in the first case where you have two walls forming a right angle, you say you can do the tevach shelchek, but here where you have the mavoi sukkah, where the two walls are parallel, not perpendicular, they're parallel, why do we need the tevach the four tefachim? So Hassan to Ika State Defanos Kil Hassan, there we have two kosher walls, Saki Lev Tevach Shochik. There you can use the Tevach Shochik, which is less. Raha Teleka State Defanos Kil Hassan, Ika Pasarba in Elo Low. Here you don't have two proper walls. So there you need to make a third wall by having rove of a wall, i.e. the four Tevach board, and having it connect through Lovel. So when I was seeing this Gemara, I was actually near Tani Cohen, so I was reasoning with him about it. I said, so why does the Gemara say that a mavoi is kosher? The sukkah, a mavoi is kshera, but it requires us to have more. So he said, I don't remember exactly how he said it, but he said because you need to like close the gap. We'll talk about Paritz Mirubala Omeid and Omeid Mirubala Paritz soon. But you need to close the gap more. So when you have, as you said, like the diagonal or the Keneged Ayotze in the perpendicular case, there it's not so egregious because you already have some of an enclosure, right? If you have someone stands like, if these are your two walls, so you could be like in the space and you're like surrounded at least somewhat. But if you're here and you're standing in between, that's not being surrounded. So there you need to have a real third wall. Because again, even though Rashi used the Lashon Ashtayin Kel Chasan, yeah, it says Rashi Kshera by the Mavoi, Dahanami Kari Kel Chasan, who he said on the Daf Bava and Beis, Ashtayin Kel Chasan was perpendicular. So you need to, if you don't have two walls that are Kel Chasan in the fullest sense, so you need to have that extra third wall. I think that's why he explained it. Amarava, Ve'ino Niteres, Ella B'Tzuras HaPesach. This is no. This whole thing only works if you have a Tzuras HaPesach. So you take the board, you take the extra Tevach board, divide it in half, put one half next to the wall, one half a certain distance away, then you put a Korah on top to make a Tzuras HaPesach, like we know from Erevin. Or those who did Erevin. Ikota, Amarava B'Tzuricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. So the first one says you need Teres Nami. Additionally, you can't use Tzuras HaPesach. This one says you also need Tzuras HaPesach in addition to the Tevach Shofik. So you have a Tevach Shofik in addition to the Tzuras HaPesach. It looks like this. Here is your Tevach Shofik. Here's your Lovet space. Here is one board. Here's another board. And here's your Korah, Tzuras HaPesach. Iko Te'amri, Amarava. Wait, did I skip one? Yeah, sorry. I'm back. Let's go back. Amarava ve'inon itels el b'tzuras HaPesach. You could only use the tzuras HaPesach. Iko Te'amri Amarava teres nami tzuras HaPesach. You could also use the tzuras HaPesach, either the tzuras HaPesach or the Tevach Shochik. Iko Te'amri Amarava utzricha nami tzuras HaPesach. No, here you need both. So the first one says only tzuras HaPesach. The second one says you could choose. The third one says you need both. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Ravashi Ashkechid of Kahana took Avet Tevach Shochik with Avet Tzuras HaPesach. Ravashi saw Kahana, he's doing the Tevach Shochik and Tzuras HaPesach. Amar Lai, Lo Sama Mar Lahad to Rava, to Amar Rava, he says, Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Don't you hold like Rava says that you can also use Tzuras HaPesach, so why are you doing both? Amar Lai, Anaki Zachlishna to Rava Sirilei. The Amar Rava, so you can Nami Tzuras HaPesach. He's just going like one of the other Iko Te'amris. Okay, fine. So, the Gemara tells us we need Shtayim Kel Chasan. Amar Rabba. V'chein L'Shabbos. So when we say that we could have this third wall, that's Tevach, the Lechem Moshe Sinai, Rava says that applies also by Shabbos, because we say Migo Davi Dovin in Sukkah, just as it is a proper wall regarding Sukkah, Minkivi Machshu Sukkah that can eat and sleep in it. It now becomes a wall in terms of Shabbos. So if I have my Mavoi Mefulash, and I have this third wall that is only a Tefach, that serves to enclose the Mavoi, and Midoraisa, that becomes a Rosh Hashayach. It's the Kiddush. Therefore, I can carry. And conversely, I can't carry from it into the Rosh Hasharab, or vice versa. So, on the one hand, I'm able to carry within the Rishus, meaning if we're standing in a Rishus Rabin or a Carmelis, and we have the two parallel walls, so we can't carry there. If it's a real Rishus Rabin D'Oraisa, we can't carry me D'Oraisa. If it's a Carmelis, you can't carry me D'Rabana. So, having that third wall serves to make a Rishus Yachad that can now carry in it, because we know it's in Isra of Havaras Arba Amos Rishus Rabin. However, if you have the Mavoi Mefulash to carry outside where the walls end, that's not a problem, because it's the same Rosh Hasharabim or Carmelis. But if you were to say that it's Rosh Hashayachat El Raisa now, with this extra Tefach wall, then it is now an Isser Midor Raisa to carry out from this now Rosh Hashayachat into the Rosh Hasharabim, or into the Carmelis in Isser Drabana. Okay? So it works both ways. It's Kula and as a Chumrah. It's fair by a fracta by a kasha. To me, I'm reading Migo, but do we really say Migo? By the way, this isn't the classic Migo that you put over. Guys, probably know if you ever learned from Mitzia, Sanhedrin, or any of that. Like, the classic Migo is what's called a Pesha Asir Rua Pesha Hitir. That if you're in a case and you make a weak claim, we believe you on account that you could have made no claim and it would have been, for example, if we know. What?
It's a lot. Isn't it in Kiddushin?
Kiddushin also. So one case is, let's say, a woman who is married to a Kohen or a Bas Kohen, if we go, married to a Kohen. If she is taken by captors, if a regular Jewish woman is taken by captors and she is then violated, she cannot go back to her husband. If a Kohen, if it's a Bas Kohen, I think. I might not be getting that right. I'm going to stop.
No, I don't think the regular Jewish woman. I don't think
the Bas Kohen cannot go back to us.
I think
it's only
a Kohen.
Right, the wife of a Kohen.
Because they can't.
Right.
Be Basula,
so the wife of a Kohen, if she is taken by captives and violated, we do not let her go back to us. So if we don't suspect anything and a woman comes to court and says, I was taken by captives, but I was not violated, we can believe her on account of Migo. Because she could have made a stronger claim, she could have said nothing, and we wouldn't have assumed anything. The fact that she said she was taken by captives, Apesha Asir, and that would say that that's a problem, who Apesha Hitir, she's able to say, I did not, in fact, I was not violated, I could go back to my husband. She kept quiet, we would have never known, and so therefore we believe her on account of a Migo. But it's not that Migo. Migo just literally means sins. So it's good shot skills, just to know, like Yudias. So Migo literally means sins. So in that case, you say since she could have said nothing. The fact that she said X, we believe her. So here the Migo is, since it's a wall in your sukkah, it's also a wall in your Shabbos. So Abaye says, do you really say Migo? Ve'asanya, but we learn in a Braisa, dive in sukkah, could dive in Shabbos. That wall of sukkah is like the wall of Shabbos. We can't have in between each reed, if you have a bunch of reeds set up as an enclosure, you cannot have more than three tvachim in between each reed. That is, again, lovely. Okay. The Asera Shabbos al Sukkah, and Shabbos is more chamor. Shabbos ain't on Eteris Ella Ba'ome Ruba La Parut, Masha ain't Kane Basukkah. So on Shabbos, in order to have a Rosh Hashanah can carry in, there's a rule that you have to have Omein Meruba Al HaParot. There has to be more standing wall than there is opening. So if you have an enclosure, and even if you say love and everything, if 51% of the enclosure is open, or there's a gap of 10 owls. But let's just, if you have 51% of the enclosure is open, that it, even if it's like combined, like 10% here, 10% here, 10% here, 10%, whatever, so you cannot carry there because that's Ome Maruba Allah parts, Maruba Allah Ome. That's a problem. We need Ome Maruba Allah parts. But by Sukkah, that's obviously not a problem. We said that if you have two walls, then you have the other wall, so obviously you don't have 50% enclosed. So therefore, Shabbos is more machmir in that regard. So the Bryce says, "My love, you say a Shabbos to Sukkah, Sukkah of Lomrin Amigos. It's not a case of Shabbos of Sukkah. Shabbos of Sukkis is more chomer than Sukkis, and we don't say the Migo. What's going on here?" Right, so is Rashi, my love. So this sukkah, we're allowed to eat in, we're allowed to sleep in, we're allowed to do all the sukkah stuff in, but we can't carry because it's, we don't say the migol in Yom Shabbos. This is a clear kasha on Abaye, by the way, on Rabbah. It's Abaye's asking the kasha. It's a clear kasha on Rabbah, but let's just understand the case right now. You have a sukkah that you can sit in, you can eat in, and all that, but you can't carry. It is basically a mavoi mefulash in this case. So Yisera, so we say, is Shabbos a sukkah not more machmir? Even that the sukkah is kosher as a sukkah, it's not kosher as a reshus l'inyan hotzah. So we say lo, and therefore we don't say migo. So we say, so Abaye answers, Rabbah answers, sorry, lo, you say Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos de Sukkah. No, it's a chumra of a regular Shabbos onto Shabbos of Sukkis. Rashi lo, hachika amar, you say Rechel still to Shabbos de Alma, Rechel still to Shabbos de Sukkah. The Shabbos de Alma, ino niteru selva ome meruba. On a regular Shabbos, I have to have Omei Meruba, Delekel Omei Meruba Migo, because I can't say the Migo there. Shabbos is Sukkah, Niteres, Mishra Migo, but Shabbos is Sukkah, I can't say the Migo. So, Rabbah deflects this Kasha by saying, no, on a regular Shabbos, I cannot rely on this type of enclosure. We need Meruba, Paretz, Omei Meruba, Allah Paretz. But on Shabbos of Sukkah, since I have a kosher sukkah, we can say the migo to Shabbos, and that would allow me to carry in that sukkah as well as eating and sleeping. Got that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a bit complicated. It took me a while to, that was the main reason we didn't do yesterday, by the way. So that if that is so, let's see, now you say the sukkah to Alma, sukkah to Shabbos. So let's say regular sukkahs is more machmir than Shabbos is sukkahs. Why? Do you sukkah to Alma by a tevach shochek? Tevach shochek. Because sukkah to Alma, the regular sukkah, we need tevach shochek. We use sukkah to Shabbos, so by a tevach shochek, besagi belechi. So as to the karma sukkah, because we'll see later on, the Gemara says if you have a mavoi and you put tzach on top, that's kosher. So remember, the mavoi we said needs a lechi or a korah. So if you have a korah, you're not putting on top. So you have the lechi, you have the vertical pole. The vertical pole wasn't very tall. So sukkah is more machmir than sukkah of Shabbos, because a regular sukkah we need to have a shochek. But sukkah for everyone comes to the Shiva Shabbos on Shabbos to Alma. And even on Sukkah the Shabbos, Sukkah the Shabbos, I can carry as long as there's a lechi. So we don't need to say that. How should mekilsa lechamir tamrinon? Machmir lekilsa lekoshekin. Once we're using the migo to go from the mekil case, i.e. Sukkah, to the machmir case, i.e. Shabbos, kavachomer, I can say the migo to go from a chomer case, Shabbos, to a mekil case, Sukkah. So we don't even need to say. It's a lomi baya ka'amar, the Gemara often has. Like, once we said the more mechodesh sticker rule, we don't need to say the more obvious rule. Okay. Gufa Amaraba. How to sign him a base. As we said before, if you have a schach on top of a mavoi that's a lechi kshera, that is a kosher sukkah. V'amaraba, sikei chagave pesi biros kshera. Okay, we talked about pesi biros a little bit. We talked about diyomdin. I think that was the last year we had. So I'm hey. I think. Well, I don't remember exactly where. We talked about the Umta, that we have the Ole Regel would have to give their animals to drink. The well has dimensions of Rosh Hashayachin. So when they draw out of the well and take it into the outside, that's Kan Krosh Hashayachin to Rosh Hashayachin. So the Rabbanan said you could take Pesi Biros, you could take eight boards, set them each up at a right angle. So you have four boards, and this is what this picture is on top. You could have four right angles, put them at the corners, and now you have a makeshift reshus. So we allow that for the Ole Regalim. So Rav was saying now that if you put a schach on top of that, that is kosher, because we say that whole area is enclosed. So you have an enclosure. You have a sukkah. Retreat. What?
I think we had that on hay.
Yeah,
little.
Yeah, the DM did. We talked about it. I think it was hay also. It could be. It was either hay or fog. Yeah, it came up recently.
It was hay.
He was dolly.
Oh, it could be dolly.
Yeah, it was a very into dolly on base before we got into the whole thing about the Yaron. Okay. We need to say all three rulings. I think Rashi spells it out. Yeah, we'll see what three rulings are. Diashmin on Mavoy. If I would have only said the Migo in regards to Mavoy, you shouldn't eat Koshe the Panos Mayasa. Well, there I have two kosher walls. How about Gali Pesi B. Rose? So that Koshe the Panos Mayasa. But I Pesi B. Rose, where I don't have two kosher walls, aim a low. I would say maybe I can say the Migo. Diashmin on Pesi B. Rose. If I would have only said Pesi B. Rose, you shouldn't eat Kosham Arbat Bonos. Because there I at least have four walls. Even if they're not bona fide walls, they are four walls. But I will seek a Hagabe Mavoy to let Koshe. But by Mavoy, where I don't have four walls, aim alone. Maybe I would say the Migo, Yashminani Tarti, but if I would have only had Pesi Biros and the Mavoy, I would say the Yashminani Tarti Mechmir Telekilsa. That's only from a Chavor case of Shabbos to a Mekum case of Sukkah. Remember, we're using Pesi Biros, which is a din in Yontif, as well as Mavoy din in Shabbos. So, I think Pesi Biros is Shabbos and Yontif. Right, that's the only time carrying is a problem. Right, so there I only have from Shabbos Sukkah. But if I would not have had the din of Avah Mekilsa L'Chamirtza, aim low, I'd say maybe the Migo doesn't apply to go from Kula to Chumra, from Sukkah to Shabbos. Tzricha, that's why I need the third case of the... What was the third case? Help me out here. Case where we learn from Sukkah to Shabbos. Oh, that was the first thing we learned at the Migo. Rabba's case. So therefore we need all three cases, because if I would have only had one or two, I would not have learned out the others. Shine. Mishnah goes by there. That if the sun is more than the shade, that is pasul. Tan Rabbanan. Chamsa machmas sikuch v'lo machmas tefanos. The din of the psul of more sunlight only applies when it's an inferiority in the schach, but not if it's an inferiority in the walls. So if you have kosher schach, let's say your walls are, let's say you have one of those like sukkahs that are made out of like a pop-up curtain or whatever it is. So it's a little flimsy, and like the wind is flapping it around, and now the sun's coming in. So there's more sun than shade. That, according to what you said, is kosher, because that's not as in the schach. The schach is adequate if the schach is able to provide the proper shade, but the walls are a problem, that is fine. However, Rabbi Yoshia Omer, no, even if the walls cannot provide the adequate shade, that is a problem. My time's Rabbi Yoshia. What's Rabbi Yoshia's reason that the walls are puzzle as well? The parochas was a mechitza. Rashi says the sieve diva parochas. So it's differentiating. That's a puzzle. And the Torah uses the lashon schach. I'm a mechitza k'schach b'inon. So mechitza needs to be like schach, and just as schach needs to provide shade, as we said on top face, so do the walls need to provide shade? Rabbanan, out of the Rabbanan, is that No, it's just saying the walls have to bend over a bit to be like a roof, as Rashi says. Part of the walls to bend over like a roof, like a sach. So that the pasuk is not telling us that the walls have to be providing shade as well. Okay. Amar Abaye. Rabbi Yosher, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chayyim. All these people hold. When we have something like this, this is called a shita. And when there's a shita, we don't paskin like that. So they're all saying, Dios keva, we paskin, sukkah, Dios arrived. And Gemara's going to prove all of it. Rebbe, Desanya, Rebbe Yomer, Kosh Inba, Arba Amos, Arba Amos. Psula, we said the sukkah has to be 4x4. As on Daf Gimel. Rebbe Yoshi has armor, we just said, with the walls. Rebbe Huda this non in our Mishnah. So Kashikawala Mala Masim Mahav Sur Rebbe Huda Mashir. Something that's 12 and 20 almost has to be Dios Keva, we explained on Bezim Dawa. Ramagam Leo, Desanya, Osasikasa, Brosha Gala, Brosha Svia. We make a sukkah on top of a wagon or a boat. Ramagam Leo, Bosa, Rebbe Akiva Mashir. Now he tells us, what's the svar here? That's very tall. The winds would easily blow it away. And the wagons, like the wagons, they're about to travel. So that's not a kavios. So that's how Rabbi Gamliel holds you need zero skeva. That's how we know. Veshamai Dizan, Vishay Rosha Ruba Mesukosha Vadim Zoha Bayas. We saw this on the Havkin. Veshamai Posen, Veshamai Mashirin. Veshamai Posen, Rashi has the royal attachment shriina. It has to be royal to be able to be used. And the sukkah is so small that you can't fit your whole body. Well, that's not zero skeva. Rebbe Lezer, it's not. Otsa Sukkoso Kaminsarif, you make your sukkah like a hut. Otsa Smachalakoso, or you make it like a lean to. Rebbe Lezer Pro Selvishay in Lagab. Rebbe Lezer says that's possible because you don't have a roof. Chon Machirin Achayrim, which Josos on the bottom points out is Red Bayer. Zanyo, this actually came up in Yuma if you look at that bottom Tosos. Achayrim Omer Sukkah, Suya Keshovach. If you make a sukkah like a chicken coop, i.e. round, Rashi says a gula, round. Sulo fisha inla zavios, it doesn't have corners, and apparently a Dios Keva needs to have corners. Okay. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. This is where I would have started if you started with only today's daf. Sukkah suya kishan. If you have a sukkah made like an oven, also round. Why does one say shelf? Why does one say kishan? Not sure. But they both say round. If you have enough in its circumference to have 24 people sitting inside as such, second picture on the right page, the circumference has to be big enough that 24 people are able to sit in it. That's kosher. Not special. Come on. So it's like, Karevi. Can we say it's like Rebbe who says that sukkah has to have arbamos, arbamos? It's going to get a little complicated. If anyone knows geometry, trigonometry a bit,
I never trigger it.
It's going to help. So it'll get a little complicated. We'll have a lot of pictures, don't worry. Michti. Gavra ba'amsa yasa. A person takes up an amma of space. So the person takes up an amma of space, and we need to fit 24 people. So, how much space do 24 people take up? 24 ammas. Kol sheyesh bekevos shlosha tvachim, yesh barochav tefach. Any circle that has a circumference of 3 has a width of 1. 3 tvachim, 1 tefach. What do we call that? What's the width of a circle?
The radius, the diameter.
Diameter. Diameter to circumference of 1 to 3 ratio. What do we know that as?
Pi.
Exactly. Yeah. Pi. Gemara is just using a bit easier numbers. At some point, I'm going to actually...
Round it down?
What?
Round it down?
Yeah, it rounds it down. At some point, I'm going to plug in the real numbers in the Gemara that we know and see if it, like, how close it is. But that'll be, like, when I have no time at all not doing anything else. Anyway... Yeah, so when the radius is 1 tefach, the circumference is going to be 3 tefach, or pi tefach, but we're going to say 3. So in that case, betrace our sagi. If we need to fit 24 people, the circumference is going to be 24. What's the diameter going to be?
The circumference is what?
The circumference is 24. The diameter is going to be what?
Well, 2 pi r equals... would it be 12 over 3? Would it be like 4 or something?
So if you have, you need a diameter of 8. If you have squares of 24, you have a diameter of 8. So that should be enough to fit 12 people. Why? Should I also get where 12 comes in? Sorry. Yeah. Because remember, now we're trying to conform to Rebbe Shita. So if Rebbe has a 4 by 4 square, right? 4 by 4 sukkah. So if the width, remember, square is length and width, right? So the width of 4 to circumscribe. I don't know the words. To encircle that 4 amma width would require how many tefachim?
Wait, what is it again?
If you have a square that is 4 by 4,
okay.
Right? So this line, how much do I need circumference to encircle that line as a diameter?
4.
That's a 4 tefach line, yes. 4 amos.
Yeah.
The line's 4 amos. The diameter is 4 amos.
Yeah.
So how much do I need circumference? Again, use our ratio.
So 3 to 1?
3 to 1, yeah.
Okay, so it would be 12.
Exactly. So for Rebbe sukkah, I would only need circumference of 12. So 24 people? No, I can fit 12 people in the sukkah. That's all I need. Where do we get 24 from? So Gemara says, "Antal chesem dalas, ani mili begula." That only applies when we say the 3-to-1 ratio. That applies in a circle. About the ribua bayate. So when it comes to a square, you need a bit more. So look at Rashi. Bigula. Bigula rochav tefach. If you have a circle, that's a tefach wide, i.e. diameter. Tefach yeshbo v'hu eagle. The whole eagle ain't rochav ela b'emtso. So when you have a diameter in a circle, it's always going to run through the midpoint, right? No matter which direction, you can draw a diameter like here, like that, like that, like that. It's all going to be in the middle. Vana minon arba amos mirubos. Say arba b'ti deha. But we need a 4x4 square. So therefore, if our width is, remember, if the width of a square is going to be 4, what's its perimeter going to be?
16.
Exactly. 16. So a square needs more than a circle. So michti, kama meruba yosal ego, how much more does a square need than a circle? Rabia, a 4, as he just proved. If you have, again, we said you're 12 or 16, so let's just use 1 amma as our base. If you have a 1 amma width of a square, so if that's a diameter, it's going to be a 3 amma circumference. But if it's going to be a width of a square, it's going to be a 4 amma square.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fourth more. 1/4 of 4 is 1. 3 plus 1 is 4.
So if you go the square method, it needs to be a fourth bigger?
Yes, the square is a fourth bigger than a circle. Meaning, if I have a line X, right?
If I have line X, 1.4.
When X is a diameter, the circumference will be 3X. When X is a side of a square, the perimeter of the square will be 4X. Right?
So confusing. All right.
We have our line.
Yeah.
The same line is going to serve as a diameter and as a side of a square.
Oh, I see. So it goes like that, and then you have that, and then that.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
So when that line is a diameter, the circumference is going to be 3 times more than that line. When that line is the side of a square, the perimeter of the square is going to be 4 times more than the size of that line.
Okay. And this is all the minimum, right?
This is all just basic geometry.
No. I'm putting aside the geometry.
What?
No. I'm putting aside the geometry. I'm saying this is the minimum of the sukkah length, right?
Right. So again, we're trying to fit Rebbe Shita into a Byohana. Rebbe's minimum of sukkah is a 4x4 square, right? So this 4x4 square is a perimeter of 16, which is going to be more than the 12. So remember, the 12, that's how we answer the question. 12 only applies when it's a circle, but if it's a square, it's going to be 16.
And then to go back to the question is how you convert that to a circle?
What?
The question is how you convert that to a circle?
Yes.
How you find the minimum circle? Okay, fine.
Okay. So we said it's going to be, a square is always a fourth more than a circle. So that's the case. For Shitzar Sadi, 16 people should be enough, as we said. Our four ama diameter is going to be
4 squared, 16 feet.
Right. Our 4 ama diameter results in a 12 ama circumference or a 16 ama perimeter of a square. 16 people should be enough because of the circles in the square.
Yeah.
This is sorry, the, we didn't get it. So 16 should be enough.
This is the inscribed circle.
Right. So animili be eagle the nafik migo ribua. That all applies when you're circumscribing a circle into a square. Ava ribuya is nafik migo igula. When you circumscribe a square into a circle by a square, you're going to need even more. You should more rush at the carnosa because the corners protrude out. Okay. So 16 will not be enough. 16 will be enough. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's circle, right? Rabbi Yochanan has the circle sukkah. We need to fit Rebbe's square sukkah into that.
Yeah?
So, in this case, since the square has the corners protruding a bit, as you guys can see in the pictures, since the square is going to be protruding, Rebbe's sukkah is not fitting into Rabbi Yochanan's circle, if it's only 16.
Yeah. Right?
Okay. It's going to get complicated. Every ama in a square is an ama and 2/5 in a diagonal. If you have a square that has 1 ama by 1 ama, its diagonal is going to be 1.4 amas. What is that called?
Hypotenuse?
Yes. So what are we? How do we figure out 1.4?
Diagram here?
Exactly. A squared plus B squared equals C squared. So 1 squared plus 1 squared equals C squared. 2. Right? So it's the square root of 2?
1.4.
Approximately. 1.4. Exactly. Pythagorean theorem. So it's diagonal is going to be 1/4.
Oh,
1 and 2/5, sorry. 1.4. Right? You got that?
You okay, so you have a hypotenuse, and then you're trying to figure
here,
out the...
Oh. Here's your square. It's 1 ama by 1 ama, yeah?
Yeah.
So to find this, the diagonal, it's Pythagorean theorem.
Yeah.
So that'll be 1.4, square root of 2. Okay. So Gemara's calling it 1.4.
Did they mention the Pythagorean theorem in the Gemara?
Do they say it's Pythagoras? I don't know. When's Pythagoras come around?
He was in Egypt and before the Gemara. I'm saying, do they mention, how would they figure it out without him?
Well, it's a known principle. It's that either Pythagoras created it or he got it from the Gemara. I don't know which came first. Ooh, my own. So you have the Pythagorean theorem that tells us that diagonal is 1.4. Now remember, if you have a square inside a circle, diagonal of the square is going to be what in your circle?
Hypotenuse.
Diameter. There's no hypotenuse in a circle.
Oh, never mind.
Exactly. But do you get why that is?
Yes, yeah. I was curious.
Okay.
I got it.
So now we have a 1.4 diameter, which means our circumference is going to be 3 times that, which is going to be what?
12.
No, 1.4.
Oh, what? Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, you messed up. Yeah, I got it.
Should be 4.2. Now, not so simple. So, kol amsor bivua amsor trei chum shebal sona. Oh, sorry, I gave you the wrong problem. So, b'shiv sarno chum shebal shasadu. So, it should be enough to have 17 less a fifth. 17 minus a fifth, which is 16 4/5, or 16.8. That should be enough as a circumference. Why? Because what square are we using now? Not a 1 by 1 square. What square are we using?
4 by 4.
Exactly, 4 by 4. So if you have a square that is 4 amas by 4 amas, so you need to find the square root of 32. What's your square root of 32?
It doesn't go in evenly.
4 radical 2.
4 radical 2.
Now, what is radical 2? We said 1.4. What is 4 times 1.4?
5.6.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Well,
4 times 14 is 56, put in decimal point, 5.6.
Okay, fine, roughly.
Yeah, we're assuming again 1.4. If we're assuming 1.4, it's exactly 5.6.
Okay, so?
So where do we get 16.8 from? That's 5.6 times 3. Why do we need 5.6 times 3? Because if our diagonal is 5.6, our circumference has to be what?
3
times 5.6, right?
So,
16.8.
Oh, I thought it was... Never mind. Okay,
yeah. Again, Nakamo. You have a 4x4 square. Your 4x4 square has a diagonal using the Pythagorean theorem of 5.6 amos. 5.6 amos now is your diameter. Diameter is 1/3 of the circumference. 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. So, Rabbi Yochanan says you need a 24 amos circumference. But we just got 16.8. So how can Rabbi Yochanan say 24? Got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So Gemara answers, loads up. It could be a little bit off. Okay. Rabbi Yochanan was a little bit off. 16.8 to 24. That's a little bit off. Now you look at me like, that's a little bit off.
Hey, what are the two numbers again?
We got 16.8. Right?
What are Rabbi Yochanan again?
24.
That's a lot off. That's not even like close.
Exactly. That's Gemara's
question. Absurd.
Anyone that means a little doc. So when can we say? When do we say you can be a bit off? When do we say you can be a bit off? Like when? When do you say you can be off? Of course, if you're a bit off. But do we mean a little doc? Do we really say that you could be off by so much? No. Your whole premise is wrong. Do we really hold that a person takes up an amma of space? Three people take up 2 amas of space, so one person takes up
whatever that is divided by that.
Three people take up 2 amas.
Right.
One person takes up
0.75.
No, 2/3.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, yeah, so it's very late. Like, no one's thinking about math or like 1 o'clock in the morning or whatever time it is. Okay, but do you see why that is?
Yeah, yeah, you multiply it through.
Three people equals 2 amos, so divide each by 3.
Here's 2 times 1/2 x.
So that's the case, comma, of Aluhu. Chitzar, 16. 2/3 of 24 is 16. Again, Rabbi Yochanan's premise was that 24 people need to fit in, so it has to be a 24-amma circumference, right?
Yeah.
Because that's an amma person. You say, no, 2/3 of an amma person. So you have 24 people, take up 2/3 amos each. 16. There you go.
Wait, 2/3 of 24 is 16?
Yes.
Oh, so we got it.
Exactly.
Nice.
So we're all good. Or are we?
Oh, no.
But we need 16.8, because you need to fit Rabbi Sukkah, again with the diagonal, Pythagorean theorem, all that. 16.8. We can't get 16. That's not enough. Well, Doc. Okay, we could be off. Anyone down here on the Doc? When do we say they could be off? That's only the Chumra. For the Kula, me, I'm reading on the Doc. If Rebbe needs to fit a 16.8 circumference, Rebbe needs to fit his 4x4 sukkah in this circle, and the circle needs to be 16.8 amos, whatever you call circumference. So how can you fit in the 16 amma circumference? It'll be too small. So you can't say lo daka kula, only lechumra. So now you got a problem, right? The circle's too small. Gemara says, Amar le Ravasi le Ravashi. The olam gav rabansa yasid. No, Rabbi Yochanan is right. 24 people, 24 amas. Now I'm a person. Okay, so now we have to. We got.
Now we have a problem.
Now we have 16.
Now we got to circle back. Get it? Circle. Rabbi Yochanan, Makom Gavri, Lo Kachashiv. So we have misunderstood Rabbi Yochanan this whole time. He's not having him sit on the inside. He's having him sit on the outside.
Oh, that's the second picture.
What?
It's the picture of the bone.
Yeah. See, this is spoiling. If you guys can see it. This is the second picture. They're sitting on the outside.
So those guys take up 2/3 on the outside.
Well, let's see. Kama Avlu. Tamani, sorry. 18. Where did 18 come from? So again, if a person takes up an amma space, so a 24 amma circumference circle fit 24 people. Shine? That's if they're on the inside. If they're on the outside now, we could take away the depth of an amma of a person on each side of the circle, right? So now our 8 amma diameter becomes...
What were the numbers again?
Again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, we originally said 24 people need to sit in a 24 amma circumference sukkah. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Now they're sitting on the outside. So you take away the depth of the armor that person takes up on each side. So you're 8 armor diameter. Shave off an armor here, an armor here. What do you get?
You got 6.
6 armors, which 6 armor diameter results in a circumference of?
36.
No.
12.
18.
18. Thought it was the square thing.
No. Again, pi. Okay. So we have 18, but we said 18, that's too much. 16.8, that's perfect. So there. By the way, Hainu is not part of that sentence, my bad. So that's Hainu low dock. That's where you could say low dock. So we have 16.8. 18 is going to be a little more. Okay. Shine. We're good?
Yeah.
Okay, we're almost done with the geometry and trigonometry and all that geometries.
There's actually no trick here except for the Pythagorean. But...
hey, I said there'll be trick. That was a trick. But banan de kesari v'amrila dayani de kesari amri igu adinafik miga ribua rava. If you have a circle scribed within a square, then it is a fourth. Ribua adinafik migo igula palga. If you have a square circumcised within a circle, that would only be half. But that is not correct. So just to explain what's going on there, because I do not really get it. Yeah. So a circumference, if a circle is circumscribed in a square, circumference is 1/4 less than the perimeter of the square. But the perimeter of the square circumscribed in a circle is 1/2 smaller than the circumference of the circle which is in which it is inscribed. So that's why you open it since 24, because when you add the square in the circle, right, it's going to be half less, which we translate as 2/3, because you have 24, half of, and then you have the square of 16, so that's 8, right? 8 is half of 16, so that's a half less. Okay, it's a 2/3 ratio. That's how you get to 24, but below it, because we know that is just not correct. So we go like what we said before, where you have the Pythagorean theorem giving you a diameter of 5.6, thus giving you a circumference of 16.8, and it's a bit off from 18. Okay, fine. Okay, we're all done with shapes. Okay, and I did not get this far, so I'm just going to wing it. We have huts of potters that one is within the other. I just have a picture here. Yeah. So you have the huts, right? So here is where he sells his merchandise, and here is where he lives and works. Here he's like working on the pottery and everything, and here is like his living. Hapnimis Eina Sukkah. The inner one is not a Sukkah. Chayavis B'mezuzah, it's Chayavim Mezuzah. Chachiton is Sukkah, and the outside is a Sukkah. B'turim B'mezuzah, and it's not a Mezuzah. V'amai, Tehavi Chitzona, the base Shabni. This is Chayavim Mezuzah. I should tell you, the outer one is like a gatehouse. Like, it's a gate to the inner house. It should be Chayavim Mezuzah. Say, no, Mishon Delo, Kuviyah. Rashi says in Bal Leishay B'Sukkah B'Chag B'Shem Sukkah. But our God's love, but you know Sukkah Shem Chag. Even though you don't need Sukkah Shem Chag, the Alka Beis Hillel Kaim Alund V'Achshir Sukkah Yishena B'Masisin. That's tomorrow's daf. Hakha Ina Sukkah. Here it's not Sukkah. The Minkra Milsa Dil Shem Sukkah. Who doesn't look like it's Sukkah. Dil Shem Sukkah Who Darbo. The Alka Yimus Shana Dayar Hasam. He always lives there. So there's no Kiddush. Rot Hashvish Sudas Or Shina Sosha. Chayes Bum Zuzza. Because it is a dira, so it's chayav mezuzah. But the chitonis is a sukkah because he doesn't live there, so you can make it a sukkah. Dura minu mezuzah because it's not a dira. Save it to have a kabeis sharab nimis to kainlam bernachas bakom it's rabba. The chayav mezuzah midrabana. So you say no, mishen to lakavia lozu tavarkavuav ain't up nimis chashuva lios lakabeis sharab. It's not chashav enough that the outside should be considered a base shar. Okay. Tanura Bonan. Ganbach. What's a Ganbach? Sukkas Goyim, Sukkas Noshim, Sukkas Behema, Sukkas Kusim. If a non-Jew a woman, an animal, or a kusi he builds a sukkah. Sukkah
becomes a cannibal build a sukkah.
What?
A nest.
What?
How does an animal build a sukkah?
Animals can build a lot.
What do they even mean?
They pull the walls and they, I don't know.
Sure, you could train a monkey to build a sukkah.
Is this a joke? How does the animal build a sukkah? What does it even mean?
That's the owner of the
sukkah. They used to be able to train animals to do whatever they wanted.
Okay, so Ganbach, Sukkah Mikomakom Shera, but it has to have proper Schach. Michael Chasa, what does that mean? As we made for the sake of shade for the Sukkah, Mikomakom Lasuyem, but as we said Mikomakom, what does that come to include? Lasuyem Sukkah's Rakvash. Turn around on Sukkah's Rakvash, which is Sukkah's Rayim, Sukkah's Kayats, and Sukkah's Borgin, and Sukkah's Shomri Peros. Sukkah of a hut of a shepherd, of a Kayats, is a reaper. Kayatsim is. Fig watchmen. They watch figs. Borgenin, which we had earlier in the Gemara. If anyone remembers where, that'd be great. Sukkah's Borgenin, which we said was. I don't remember where we had it. Shoot. Some other occupation. And took a showing payers, people who watch fruit. Sukkah Mikomakom Kshero, Vachik Mitzvah Skel Chasa. Michael Chasa, so what does that mean? I request that we should sell it to Sukkah. Mikomakom Suye, Masui, Sukkah's Gambach. I turn to Gambach, Ali Malay, Gambach, which is the Kvi. Wait, so let's see what's going on here. Let's go back. Borgenin, by the way, is City Watchman. Yeah. So what are the two prices? Like, what's an Afkamina? Hi, Tana de Gambach. Ali Malay Gambach, which is the Kvi. He says the Sukkah's Gambach are kosher because they are permanent.
Can a Sukkah not be permanent?
Yes. And he's including Rakvash, which is temporary, because Rashi says that the very last Rashi, Pam Rowan Khan, sometimes you're shepherding over here, sometimes you're shepherding over there. So when the figs dry up, they destroy the sukkah because they don't need it anymore. Why is Rakvash better? Rakvash ibn Chiyuva Ninu, because all these people, the regular Jews, not to say women aren't regular Jews, but they're regular Jewish males who are chayiv in sukkah, so they have a chiyuv to build a sukkah. Tanu mikomakom usuye gambach to laugh in chiyuva ninu, as opposed to animals, goyim, kusim, and women who don't have a chiyuv in sukkah. So that's why he says Rakvash is kosher and includes gambach. Gambach says it's kosher. That's a stronger one because it is a din in the chefza of the sukkah, as opposed to the maisa chiyuv of the sukkah. That is the end of the mishnah.
Understand how you can compare an animal making a sukkah to how like other people. I don't know.
Because they're the same level of chiyuv.
But the animal's absolutely a chiyuv. Where not even
a woman.
Yeah, but a woman could.
She could suck an animal.
An animal doesn't get as far. It's not.
Well, who says anything that's far? Now you're adding chiyuv.
I'm just saying, like a woman could actually use a sukkah.